Good morning. As I said yesterday, whatever you want to call it, the situation with Ryan not being at practice yesterday, that's between Ryan and I. And there are a lot of things that I'll explain to you, and I realize that you have a job to do. I really do. I said that in the very first meeting with you this year. You know, I have a lot of respect for you and your profession and what you're trying to do with information and all those things. I get it. But some things are left within the team, and this is one of them. So I'm not going to take any more questions on yesterday as it regards Ryan Mallett. With Dwayne Brown, I know you guys were out there today. Dwayne Brown has a hand injury. He's going to miss some time here, but it's basically day to day. It's I wouldn't put it in the serious category, but he will not play against New Orleans. So with that, I'll take questions. He's still on the team.
Bill, still regular.
Sure.
Bill, in terms of Ryan and what he did today, coming back, what did you think of what he did in practice today? Did he kind of shake it off and get back to work?
Well, I thought Brian Hoyer had a good practice today. I thought he did some really good things in practice today. I think Tom did some decent things, and Ryan, when he got in there, was able to do some things. But I would say – today, Brian Hoyer had one of his better practices situationally and all the different things we threw at him. I thought he had a good, solid practice today.
Bill, is Ryan still number two on the depth chart?
Yes. Yes.
Coach, have you guys made a decision in terms of playing time and how you're going to divvy it up?
Yeah, we have. And I'll tell you, I think it's going to be very, very similar to the first two games. When you look at our football team, and I know, kind of the general consensus out there with everybody is that the third preseason game is, you leave your starters or whatever in there for upwards of 2.5, 3 quarters. That will not be the case for us. We're going to get our guys some reps, and then we're going to make sure that we play a bunch of guys. I'm not sure that every single person will play in the game, but a number of guys will get an opportunity to play in the game.
What have you witnessed? I know there's going to be some growing pains and all that. With the play calling with Godson, I know you have final say on it, but have you been pleasantly surprised or the other way?
Yeah, and I don't expect any growing pains.
Okay.
Like I said yesterday, I thought that it's very similar setup to what we had last year, and George has done a great job this offseason. He works very hard. He's a good communicator, good teacher with the quarterbacks and the whole offense. He unit meets every day. He's around those guys installing and going over the film and all those different things. So he'll do a good job for us.
On these guys, this first cut coming up, this is probably the last time we'll see them out on the practice field. How realistic is for those guys trying to get into that 75th spot to make it to the next?
Anytime that you have an opportunity in the game, there's always, your ability to go out there and take advantage of that opportunity. In fact, it's a good question, Jason, because I told him that before practice today. I said, look, there's only so many chances left for a lot of guys. So, hey, let's go out and have a great practice. I thought we had a really good practice today. It was spirited. I thought that the guys understood what I was saying at the beginning of practice. Very competitive, especially at certain positions. And anytime you have an opportunity, you go out there and take advantage of it. There's always that chance that you're going to be evaluated and in a good way.
Coach, after the first preseason game, you mentioned that you wanted to work on your goal line and short yardage situations. How do you think you've improved in the last couple of weeks?
I do think it's improved, but I still think it's something that we need to do a better job at offensively. I think our defensive short yardage and goal line, although we haven't been in any goal line situations defensively in the games, we've had them in practice. I think that's been pretty decent with our first team. I would say offensively it's been a little bit hit or miss, and it needs to continue to get better. It's improved, but we've got to continue to work on that.
Bill, with Dwayne and this hand thing, is this something where you don't think you need to have anything to correct it, or do you think he could just heal on his own?
I believe it would be able to heal on its own. That's right.
Is there any concern that he'll miss a regular season game?
No.
In terms of C.J. Fedorowicz and that play he made, just your thoughts on kind of C.J.'s progress and how he's come
again,
along.
Tanya, it's day-to-day. But as I sit here today, I would say no. But like always, you got to give me the right to reserve to change my mind, if that makes sense to you. So today it's no, but as we go forward, you never know. It's day to day. Go ahead, Aaron. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was just asking about CJ, and I made a good play today, and just your thoughts on CJ in general, what he's done.
CJ Fedorowicz. Yeah. CJ's a much improved player. He's a good blocker. He's really gotten better in the passing game. You know, he runs better man-to-man routes. You know, a lot of times those guys are matched, you know, man-to-man. Even if it's a zone coverage, they're still matched in the zone, and he's really improved. I think Garrett's really improved also, and Ryan Griffin. There's been some really good improvement there with those guys. And Kari Lee's come in here and had a pretty good camp for us, so that's a competitive position too.
What have you seen from Jadeveon Clowney as far as technique? I know he missed a lot of his rookie year, hand work and all that. And is he still on track to play week one?
Yes, I would say that he's on track to play week one. But again, you know, it's somewhat of a day-to-day. He's coming off of injury. But we feel good about where he is right now. He won't play in the preseason, in the games. But he's gotten better every single day going out there. He's worked real hard. He's been out there, I think, 5 or 6 days in a row now, which is good. And we get him in there more and more. We work him into practice more and more, and he's having fun. You can see it on his face. You know, he's really doing a good job.